from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Of all of the names that we've discussed over the last handful of months, is Cam a two-way guy?
It feels like he is. A lot of people yesterday were talking about it.
Great on the defensive end, but I feel like he's...
I think Hamill was talking about
good.
Like he's not, like he's slightly better than Herter. It feels
I disagree with that a little bit.
It feels like he's a better defender than some people are giving him credit for, but maybe the numbers don't bear that out. When I watch him, it feels like I saw him as a good defender, but maybe not. You know what I'm saying? Like I wasn't that locked into Cam Johnson like that when it's time in Phoenix and in Brooklyn. Maybe he's not as good of a defender as I thought, but that's the thought I have, is that he's a good solid defender.
Yeah, that's exactly what I thought. I didn't think he was marginally better than Kevin Herter on that end. I actually thought he was a lot better than Kevin Herter on that end.
And I'm sorry, VJ. He said he was actually talking about Keon and Keegan both being better. And once again, same premise, though.
VJ doesn't know we're hosting a radio show where we've got to create fictitious situations to talk about because no one's playing. But you're right, VJ. I'd love for both of those guys to be better. Give me that. Give me that 100%. I like VJ's idea.
There we go.
I like that.
Let them both
be better.
I'll take that.
Let them both be better.
Yeah.
But I feel like we haven't talked about the development of guys as much this year. And I'm certain it's because of the acquisition of DeMar DeRozan, whereas last year that acquisition didn't happen. Right. Much less one the caliber of DeMar DeRozan, but an acquisition period didn't happen. And so the focus was Keegan. And, at some point there were some conversations, good ones, I thought, about Chris Duarte. In hindsight, they were stupid. Mm. But in the moment, it felt like
he was an intriguing player.
He was
an intriguing player. I don't feel like he's as bad as some people may make him out to be. Like he's fine. But it got to a point last year where we needed him to be more than maybe he was capable of, and that's where we fell into a bit of an issue.
He's probably in a good spot to figure some things out.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
He's probably, because that's a team that I think is very well coached, and probably isn't going anywhere.
Yeah, you're consistent playing time.
Yeah, he's gonna get a chance to play. Like I think he's gonna get a chance to play. Mm-hmm. So that's gonna be important for him. He kind of got that here. His opportunity got hampered by an injury.
Yep.
Like.
He might have been the starter.
Whatever Mike was doing, he had gone to Chris Duarte and Duarte got hurt.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Yeah, so, we look at this season, this offseason, this was more about two things, really. Retaining and bringing a piece in.
Mm.
For the first time in a while, the Kings seemed to be looking like they were looking outward for improvement, as opposed to let's make sure Fox gets better. Let's make sure we got Sabonis and Fox playing together for a full season and Keegan and all that. They're like, all right, we kind of got that where we want it. Mm-hmm. Now we need to go out and be a little bit more aggressive, trying to make something happen.
Yeah.
And they did that. And they had to make sure they retained Malik Monk. They were able to do that as well. There's still a part of me when you talk about Malik Monk and we talk about, you know, starting and all this other stuff. I don't know if Malik came back under the premise that everything was just going to be exactly the same.
Yeah, you've been consistent in that.
And maybe he did. Maybe he just likes what's going on here. He believes in it. He gets to finish most of the games. So maybe he's really not tripping that much. But I don't know. It just feels like something had to be. It felt like something just had to be a little different. And that's where I come with the starting aspect of it.
I'd be really interested to know what that conversation was.
Mm-hmm.
Despite what Mike said publicly, what Mike said was the correct thing to say in front of cameras.
Mm-hmm.
Like, our job is a lot different than what James and Sean do.
Mm-hmm.
There is a time where the microphone goes and Sean is standing across and James is standing across from Mike where Mike needs to lie. He does not need to tell us everything that is running through his head. He doesn't need to tell us what happened. But I would be interested to know what that conversation was like, because it's, and I think Malik said as much, that there were other offers out there, which I think we all know.
Right.
But I think Malik acknowledged it.
Yeah, and we talked about this as well. You know what the offer, you don't have to wait for the start of free agency.
Yeah.
But he didn't wait to the start of free agency.
Right.
Like, he got it done early. And it, like you said, I just wonder what that conversation was like to make him say, all right, I've seen everything I need to see. I'm signing back.
Yeah.
Mm.
But he's turning down some money with ideas of something bigger in Sacramento.
That's my thought.
Right.
That's my
I got
thought.
You.
But,
mm-hmm.
but maybe not. It's just a feeling I have. I'm not
because a coach. I don't think an agent will leave it as open ended maybe as Mike did. We're like, oh no, you know, hey, I just want to tell you this is what, you know, Malik wants.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Cool. Sign, please, right here, pal. Right here, sign right there. Like no. I think there's a discussion, and I know those aren't things you write into contracts, but those are conversations that are had. Especially, this is a unique conversation, right? Malik's not the eighth man,
right?
Like, Malik's not a guy struggling for playing time. Like, Malik is a really, really important part of what Sacramento is doing and is in kind of a unique spot.
Mm-hmm.
Where there were, God, man, it felt like half the year last year, maybe the whole year, Malik's the second best player on the team.
Mm-hmm.
At worst, Malik's the third best player on the team. Like, it's De'Aaron, it's Domas, it's Malik. It's De'Aaron, it's Malik, it's Domas. You do that however you want to. But one guy wasn't having their name called at the beginning.
Right.
And while it's a great part of Malik's story, and again, we can build it up. Oh, it's so cool. No NBA, like zero, not one. No matter what they say publicly, no NBA player thinks like that, which is why I have so much respect for the way Malik has handled this all. He's like, yeah, I want to start.
Right.
I want to finish the game. No. Put my name in lights. Right. I want Scott Moak to come up with something clever for me.
Right.
I want that.
And it's that is something that I can appreciate and respect, right? It's like, yeah, this is what I want. I'm not going to lie to you guys. I'm not going to sugarcoat it. I want to start, but I'm also open to doing whatever's best for the team.
Yeah.
And I respect that. Like, that's what kind of gives me pause on saying he's just going to be a starter, because I believe him when he says that. If he sits down and talks to Mike and talks to the coaching staff and sees, you know, the team that they have during training camp, and he understands the vision that, yeah, we'd be even stronger if you came off the bench, he would do it. Without pouting, I believe that,
mm-hmm.
and that's what I love about Malik in this situation.
Is the most important for the Kings, the most important thing for the Kings, DeMar and the way that he fits into the offense, or is that for lack, is that a given?
I take it as a given, but it probably is important and something that they got to make sure doesn't fit.
Like, I don't know why there'd be a learning curve, but mm-hmm. DeMar is like it's a 20-point-per-game scorer.
Mm-hmm. Maybe the looks are different. Maybe he doesn't have as many ISO opportunities, and they're asking him to do more DHO while Mike Brown talked about he's used to that. You know, it's a different player that he's doing it with. Talking about Sabonis. Maybe I'm fully prepared for a filling out period of 12 to 15 games.
Mm.
That doesn't mean they're going to necessarily be like a bad team during that stretch, but maybe they don't start 11-1. You know what I mean? Maybe it's a
fine,
little clunky.
10-2.
Maybe it's a little clunky, but I expect them to hit their stride around December. You know what I mean? The start of December, so mm-hmm. and start to feel comfortable with what they want to do offensively.
Okay.
Speaking of DeMar, did you hear him say once again? He's like, "Nah, man, I got love for Drake, man."
Mm-mm.
Yeah, he had a. It was,
I don't think it was. I don't think that was ever in question, or it shouldn't have been.
I say it was on Vibe.com, like the magazine.
Yeah,
he talked to the Sacramento Bee about it. He said, "I got love for Drake, man. Ain't nothing changed there. I got love for Drake."
Okay. Who did he talk to?
I don't know. I don't know. It just said the Sacramento Bee. I'm assuming J.A. Maybe he talked to Marcus Smith.
I was going
to
say Marcus, but yeah. I mean, could have.
I'm going to have to find out.
When J.A., I mean, who did this Sacramento Bee person, when did they talk to?
That's what caught my eye. I was like, is this an old art? Like, is this the Sean Cunningham that they're just putting out?
Sean Cunningham,
10 hours ago,
you know, famed hip hop reporter.
Famed hip hop reporter.
Yeah, it's Elliot Wilson, Joe Budden, Charlemagne the God, and Sean Cunningham. Sean Cunningham has got more run on hip hop websites than D'Lo and KC did, and we got a hip hop show.
Yeah,
Sean is the man.
He is, though. He is.
All right, we'll come back. We can talk more Kings basketball. We actually started a Warriors conversation yesterday that I maybe got a couple questions about as it pertains to the Sacramento Kings. So we'll touch on that. It's just us the rest of the day. Matt George is camping. So we're hanging out with you today. We appreciate you for being with us. Steelin' with Casey on Sacramento Sports Leader, ESPN 1320.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games and a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Our homie Jen is here.
Shout out, Jen.
Wearing a mask. Like, man, it is like ground zero for COVID in there.
Man, it's crazy. Hopefully we got them all out.
Damn shame what happened to the Odyssey building.
I'm getting no birthday lunch because of this. It wasn't even my birthday, but still.
That's a killer. That is a killer.
Birthday don't stop, you know. We're all still here. We can still celebrate.
That is a killer. I'm not happy about that, to be honest.
So was today the well, it's not like we would have gotten the lunch anyway. Is today actually the Tribal Chief's birthday? Or
no, it's Monday.
Oh, it's Monday. So he's probably off. He's probably out doing something exciting.
On Monday?
Yeah.
Yeah. He's here today. I've seen him.
Well, no, I guess probably not true because we have a meeting on Tuesday. The meeting that the COVID meeting we were supposed to have today, which was moved.
Don't call it the COVID meeting.
Well, the whole building has COVID, so they were just like, yeah, we're not going to have a meeting today. And poor Jen walking in like, yeah, you're walking right into ground zero. Good luck. Keep that mask on. Goodness gracious. Yeah, there's some different faces here today.
Yeah, man.
Let's get Jeremy in here. 916-90. I said this at the beginning of the show. I think there was some conversation about this, about like haircuts. And as I was washing my hands, took a quick look in the mirror, and I look phenomenal. Just call it what it is. Like, my hair looks incredible. And that's why.
Nice cut, man. It's nice.
That's why barbers can charge $100. Because it's like, what feels better than a perfect haircut?
Nothing.
When's the last time that you went to a barber that wasn't like your normal one? Like, has there been a time recently? Because like, I've had to do that once because mine was on vacation. It's like, you get it cut. It's like, it looks fine, but it's just not the same. So it just bugs you.
So I threw a birthday party. And my guy, we were supposed to link that morning, and he couldn't. Like, he was like, I'm so sorry. Go in and see. And I forgot the brother's name. I'm like, hey, I don't know about this. He was like, no, man, he got you. Uh-huh. And so he went in and he did a fine job. He didn't do all the extra stuff that my guy does, but I've been well-trained in that, so I got it. But, yeah, it's not fun. It's a very nerve-wracking experience. And my move to Roseville was tough because I tried to stay with my man, Tori. And that's a tough move, going Roseville.
It's what you need to do.
He's old school. Like, you hit him up. AT, you free? Yeah, come through at 3. Mm-hmm. All right, cool. You show up at 3. Hey, I'm about an hour behind.
Well, that's what happens.
All right. Happens. So you're an hour behind. So I'm an hour behind, and then, you know, 45 minutes to get the cut. It's a half hour each way. All of a sudden, getting my hair cut, like, took a whole day.
Yeah.
And it was, now that I got my man Darren, I'm in great shape. But that's why barbers can charge what they charge, because of the feeling you have when you get that haircut.
Absolutely. And you go once a week, huh?
Don't do that. You know I don't go. I go like once every 10 to 14 days.
I thought you went once a week.
No, I know what you're doing. Don't do that. I know what you're doing.
Like that.
I don't think anyone can afford to go to the barber once a week anymore.
Not no more, man.
Yeah, I don't know anybody could afford that.
I'd have to figure something out, though. If I still have my hair and everything, that second week used to get tough.
Oh, it's very tough. Yeah, because I was on week two, and I missed my window with my man this over the weekend, and it's tough. Once you get into day 14, 15, all that, it's tough. Mm-mm. I thought I was working this weekend, so I was like, hey, we got to get it done.
Yeah.
Turns out I'm off, so you know, I got company coming in tomorrow, so I got to just make sure, got to be fly.
Yeah, man, that's Mando. Usually, you know, you want to, like you said, you want to get it for the weekend because you got things going on. Like my my shave day, like my hour long shave day, is Thursday night,
and that's the shop.
I don't go to the shop.
You it takes an hour at home.
Yeah.
You put the towel on your own face, or how does that work?
All that, man. I just like really take my time with it.
Okay.
I got my two different clippers that I use. Mm-hmm. I got the one, you know, make sure it's good, and then I go
straight edge on the line.
Straight edge on the line, you know, make sure everything's good around the mouth area. And then what?
I didn't.
What? There ain't nothing there.
I didn't do anything.
I was on the phone. What did you say?
I didn't do anything. I'm minding my own business. I'm minding my own business. He said he had to make sure everything was good around the mouth area. That's
no.
What are you talking about?
No, hold on.
What are you talking about? There's nothing there.
You threw a flag on me for something absurd earlier.
No, that was crazy.
It was a flag.
You said you were slanging it.
I didn't say I was slanging. That's not what I said. Now you're lying. Now you're lying about what was said.
That's what he said.
Feels like an AFC North game. Steelers and Ravens. I lost all control. I don't know what to do.
Oh man. You said Jeremy's on the line. 916-909-1320. What's up, Jay?
Yo, what up, man? Hey, look good, feel good.
Yes, sir.
Absolutely.
So overeducated. I'm just calling in. I haven't tapped in with my guys for a minute. I wanna see what's up, what's your go-to Olympic event, you know? I know somebody likes fencing, you know what I mean? Like some volleyball. What's going on? What are you guys looking forward to?
Definitely don't like fencing.
Actually, I wouldn't categorize any of those, but I'm not really creative. It's the big once every 4 year events or some once every two. I'm locked into track. Mm-hmm. Swimming, I normally need to find somebody, and I actually do enjoy gymnastics.
I enjoy
women's a little bit more because I like the floor routines and stuff like that. I think it's called the pommel horse that the guys do. That is just a bizarre thing to me. And I don't really like the rings either.
Though
the freakish strength that those dudes have.
Crazy.
That's insane. But I like gymnastics. But the main event for sure for me is track.
Yeah, I like basketball, obviously. Track, obviously. Those are the top two. But I like boxing, obviously. And I like volleyball. I'm always tripping, and I think they actually do have something going on, but I'm like, yo, I think professional volleyball could be big.
Was it Manny Pacquiao that was trying to get into the Olympic boxing this year?
What?
I didn't know nothing about that.
Really?
Wow. I'm gonna double check.
I didn't know nothing about
that. Sir, there's an age limit.
No, he's about to fight.
In the Olympics, there's an age limit. You're not allowed to be here. You're too old.
Is there an age limit?
No, absolutely not. Diana Taurasi's like 42. Absolutely not. I'm just keeping that dude out of here. For no need to be in here.
But yeah, I was...
How old is he? Is he he's about to fight?
42. My guess is 42, 43.
Can he speak in complete sentences?
Yeah, man, he's good.
All right. Man, well, that's good.
Yeah, he's
good. You never know.
He had the one knockout that was crazy, though.
Yeah, he wanted to fight at the Olympics, but the IOC wouldn't budge on his age limit for boxing.
There's a shoot. There is an age limit.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's smart for boxing. Come on now. Come on.
What did I just read? Evander Holyfield's son is going to the Performance Center, maybe? WWE?
Oh, I didn't know that.
I just read that this morning. He's going somewhere. Oh. Evander Holyfield... son.
The couple people talking about it.
He's got a WWE tryout.
Oh, I want to see what that's all about.
Yeah, it's SummerSlam weekend.
People are talking about it in the chat, like Willie and Allen. Well, breakdancing. They need to settle down a little bit.
Why do you hate dancers?
I don't, but I'm just saying I don't know why that needed to be in the Olympics. I can just have a YouTube where they're out in Central Park working on that. Why does that need to be in the Olympics?
I'm sorry. Was this a shoot? You said it earlier, and I kind of just let it go. Is cornhole an Olympic sport?
Don't believe so.
I didn't say that, but I don't know.
Is that the thing that you said? Oh, I win an Olympic gold medal. That came up earlier, right? Am I making this up?
Maybe it was with the Insiders.
Maybe. I don't know. That wasn't on this show, I don't think, today.
You didn't say if cornhole was an Olympic sport, I'd win a gold medal?
Nah. I don't plan.
Can someone check the tape?
I'm not that confident in my cornhole game, even though I tossed the cornhole bag and turned around like I was like it was game over.
You did.
Missed the whole thing.
It was Nick Young right there.
You definitely did. That was fire, though.
Did I hear correctly, though, that they're switching the order of operation between swimming and track and field this year? That track and field is the first week and swimming is the second week? I thought I heard that earlier in the week.
Oh, I don't know. What? Yeah, you know what? This just hasn't gone well for the last 100-some-odd years, so let's switch it up. What?
I think they're for sure doing it. I don't know if they were doing it this Olympics or next one.
I was reading something about the opening ceremony, and like I always, sort of like I don't care. And I realized part of the reason I hated the Olympic ceremony in Beijing was because there's such a great importance to it. Like when you're in the stadium and you're just looking like straight ahead at the field, you can see movement. You can't see really what's like happening. Mm. So much of the opening ceremonies are the overhead shots that show you, oh, these lights are forming this. All you see is lights moving. You have no idea that it's forming. Oh, it's a peace sign. How cute. Like, you can't see any of that in the stadium. Yeah. All you see is, like, movement.
Yeah.
And I realize that's part of the reason that makes the opening ceremony so awful to be at.
The other reason would be it's too long.
It's hella long. And then, like, your weight, the parade, it was called the Parade of Champions, the Parade Olympia. It's the worst thing in the world because you're just like, oh, there's Argentina. God, they're still going. Okay, well, here comes, you know, Nicaragua, and you're just, I'm sorry, what number is America? Like 180?
We're at
two.
I ain't gonna lie. I don't know if I would have been there.
Well, for one, you be there. You're there, and then.
I've been at the hotel.
What makes it worse is...
Or I would have came late.
What makes it worse is, here comes America. However many thousand athletes. Mm-hmm. You're looking for one.
Well, true. So, yes.
One, by the way, I couldn't find.
So, I would have been there. But I definitely wouldn't have, like, been there at the start. I would have got there an hour. Hour in, man.
I'm pro as soon as you call my name, too. I'm leaving.
Like a graduation?
Exactly, like a graduation.
No names called.
Well, you call my country. Let's get out of here, people.
Yeah. No, you got to wait. You got to wait for the country to make the whole lap.
Czech Republic, let's go.
And then go to its little spot. And I wonder who's going to meet with them before, because someone, like when the athletes are back there, like I remember in 2008, it was George Bush. It was George W. Bush. He was the president at the time. He met with them, and he was at the ceremony.
Yeah, don't know who that is this time, like you just said.
Yeah, so I wonder who's going to be there.
Just an empty seat, maybe?
President Obama.
Just empty.
Well, that's what I was thinking. Does Obama go back? He's like, hey, I got this, Joe. Don't worry about that.
Obama's the all-time meet and greeter. Like, all-time quarterback. Like, yeah. Nah, he's just... That's it. He's going to be the one to meet with you forever now.
Well, you could send the vice president.
You could.
This would be a very appropriate setting to send the vice president.
I mean, I was about to say she's pretty busy, but, I mean, they're not. They fly like Damien. They don't fly like us regular people.
I've heard that.
Yeah, if she had to be in Paris.
So she's taking Southwest to Paris? Like
no, stop. Don't do that. We already know how you get down. If she needs to be there.
I got to pay extra for the A boarding.
Did you hear they're getting rid of that? And they're putting, they're getting some red eye flights.
I'm sorry. They're getting rid of what?
The boarding thing, like the free, no assigned seating.
They're having assigned seats?
There will be assigned seating. And,
wow.
And they're making red eye flights now.
I didn't know Southwest didn't have red eye flights.
Yeah.
I know I've never taken one, but I didn't know that they didn't have one.
No need to check in exactly 24 hours before your flight now.
Sitting next to a stranger on a plane is the worst.
Yeah, it's not okay. I had
like that's
I didn't tell you guys about when I went to Baltimore and we had to go to Chicago, and I'm not trying to be rude.
Uh-oh.
What happened, bro?
I was sitting next to a guy that, how do I say this? I'm really not trying. All right. You would think he would have been on a Greyhound, not a flight.
Okay. I think I see where you're going.
And not even just like, because I know how that sounds. Not like, he's not, I didn't think he was homeless or nothing. He was just
stunk
talking to himself the whole time. He was like recording video, leaving a flight, but like talking and narrating it.
Maybe he's a content creator.
He was a vlogger.
He might have been, but it was crazy. And then he was passing gas a lot of the time. It was interesting. I'll put it to you like this. I did not go to sleep from Sacramento to Chicago.
Okay.
Is
that United? What flight was that?
It was Southwest.
It was Southwest. Okay. I'm sorry, pal.
I was like, damn, bro. This is crazy.
It's another thing, too. You got to have, like, courtesy for those around you.
No, most people don't have courtesy, period.
The funny thing about it, this was, like, funny and crazy, right? This is how it would go. We're on the plane. He'd pull out the phone. Like, yeah, here we go. Chicago. We on our way, baby. Hey, Jennifer Hudson. I love you, girl. Hey.
Oh.
You know what I mean? Hey, Chicago. We coming through. 4th of July. You know what it is. Ha, ha, ha. Yeah, baby. Yeah. And then he'd stop, right? Then he'd come out, start another. He'd be in there. Yep, here we go. We on the flight. You see, we over here. And, yep, Jennifer Hudson. I'm on my way to Chicago. Here we come, baby. Yeah, I see ya.
So,
and then he'd stop.
So there were multiple Jennifer Hudson references.
Yes. So then he would do that, and he'd say it just like that. And then the stewardess would come by and say, anybody want any soda or anything? He'd be like, yes, I'd like to take a Canada Dry, and I will take the pretzels and also the little brownies. Thank you very much. Ice, please, as well. And then he'd come back. Yeah, here we go.
You know,
over the mountains over here.
You know.
Yeah.
You know,
this is a shoot. This really happened, bro.
You know what?
And I said, I'm not going to sleep.
You know what my next question is? What? Just to be clear, there's multiple Jennifer Hudson references. Yeah. So this is a black dude.
Yeah.
And then his voice changes.
So he's playing a character.
Yeah. Here we go. Chicago don't know what's coming through.
Maybe it was
July,
a word.
Baby. Yeah, man. And then he goes, anybody want to? Yes, I'll take the Canada Dry, please. And I'll have the extra brownies as well.
You know what?
Thank you very much.
You know what the worst part about this is? Sacramento to Chicago is not a short flight.
No.
Wait, where was Jasmine?
She was on the other side. I sat in the middle. She was on the outside. He was by the window.
Where were the kids?
They didn't go.
Oh, the kids didn't go.
No,
oh,
they were with grandma.
Okay.
Did they ever try talking to you?
No.
Well, David asked Dr. David, was it Tyrese? I mean, you're kind of describing Tyrese Halliburton, at least in terms of the...
No, it wasn't.
All right, just asking.
The voice change. Nah, it was a trip, man.
Can you imagine being Tyrese trying to talk about everyone's gunning for him, and his voice changes like right in the middle, and it goes to the high voice?
Yeah. Sometimes the younger guys are coming after what I got and something like that, and then the older guys are coming after me too.
Yeah.
Carl Anthony Towns does that too.
But just think. I mean, everybody's been on a plane or whatever. Usually, everybody's pretty chill.
Yeah.
This guy at this volume. Yeah. Here we go. Jennifer Hudson, we're coming to Chicago. Yeah, and 4th of July, you know how we do, baby. What? And look, oh boy, there goes the wheels. Wheels
why
going up.
Why
wheels going up.
Sound
oh
like
boy.
Sanford. Sound like Red Fox.
This was a shoot. I can't even make this up. This was a shoot. This really happened.
On my title today show, Jennifer Hudson, we're coming to Chicago.
So I said, oh man, I guess I'm up this whole time.
Man. Do you know what two? I'll give you one. Red Fox. Do you know who he worked at a? He worked like at a. I think he was washing dishes with this individual. They called him. I believe it was Chicago Red, and Detroit Red.
Was it? No. It's not. It's not. The radio host, is it?
No. It was Malcolm X.
Oh, snap.
He writes about Chicago Red in his book, and it's Red Fox.
Oh, wow.
Mm-hmm.
I did not know
I think
that.
There is a character in the movie that's Red Fox. I can't remember. Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah, I think they like wash dishes together.
I was thinking of Tom Joyner. Because then Tom Joyner have like the famous, you ever heard that story? He had two radio shows, one in Chicago, and I don't think it was Detroit. It might have been Dallas. Maybe it was Detroit. But he would fly. He'd do them live. This was before you could use a Comrex and be remote.
Yeah.
He would fly. He'd do his morning show in Chicago, then fly to Detroit every day. It's crazy.
Spectacular. Morning show, afternoon show. That's commitment.
Well,
y'all think D'Lo and KC are committed doing two shows in the same building, room.
The next contract negotiation, I'm going to need a plane to do two shows.
From the same room. Like, Kenny, your demands make no sense.
Now, that would be like an office right there. That's an office move.
That's true.
Michael Scott, if you want me working overtime, I need a plane.
Sure, where are you flying? Also, I think your information was incorrect. Swimming is still happening the first week of the...
Somebody said in the chat it's 28. They're going to change it up.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Yeah, because I'm looking at it right now. So swimming's coming up. Tennis is coming. Skateboarding!
Okay.
Skateboarding coming up in the first week.
I ain't going to watch skateboarding.
Shooting? Well, sure, America will win that.
Come on.
I mean, if we don't.
Handball.
Come on.
Cycling on the road. Then you got football, rugby, artistic gymnastics. Water polo is a crazy sport.
That's a crazy sport. That's real, like stamina. However they say
strength too.
Yeah,
it's crazy.
Yeah, that is a different level. Mark's asking, when is breakdancing? I have no idea. Is that like the official term for the event?
Breakdancing in the Olympics. I'll pass.
Let's go to week two and see what we got here.
KC versus breakdancing. Didn't think that.
Yeah, it's weird.
Not like, breakdancing. No. Breakdancing in the Olympics.
Well, why are you so against it? What's the gymnastics with the ribbons?
I forgot. Gymnastics with the ribbons.
That's not what it's called.
I don't know.
That's what I'm going to call it from now on.
Yeah, why can't they have that? I mean, why? If they can, I can't find breakdancing. Is there a way to?
Might be
search?
Week two.
I am in week two. I don't know if that's the official name for it. Breakdancing.
Rhythmic gymnastics is what it's called.
Breaking at the Olympics. Frequently asked questions. What is breaking?
See, that's why. That's why it doesn't need to be at the Olympics. That's why. That's my point right there. That's why. We got people that don't even know what it is. Why are we?
Well, I don't think it's crazy for people to not understand what breakdancing is.
Leave it in Harlem.
But doesn't this magnify Harlem a little bit? Mm-hmm. In the Bronx?
No.
In hip hop?
Some would say, leave it alone.
Some would say what?
It's July 25th. We're not going anywhere. You
Man.
Might as well say it, bro. Like,
is it a sport? Breaking is recognized.
No, you say it now.
Yeah.
You say it. Because I think that's you're going to understand what I'm talking about. You say it.
What do we got here?
This is from the Olympics website, by the way. Frequently asked questions. Oh, no, it's not all that.
I didn't think so.
They settle down.
I didn't think it was
I'm
that.
I'm just saying, it's been a crazy
game.
Settle
down, Joey Crawford, relax.
It's been a crazy game today.
I think he's seeing what I'm seeing now.
Breaking is recognized as an urban sport.
You know what I'm saying? See what I'm saying, man? Come on, man.
Just like, this is just terrible misinformation, just like skateboarding and sport climbing. What the hell is sport climbing?
I don't know, man.
Do they got a frequent...
It's like rock climbing at your local gym, maybe?
A breaking game or match is called a battle. The athletes are referred to as B-boys.
Come on, man. Nah,
and B-girls.
This is...
I don't know why you're
Keep
so
it in the Bronx,
this.
Man. Keep it in the Bronx.
I need to learn more about sport climbing. Do they have a frequently asked questions? This is climbing a wall. Like if you went to like a rock climbing wall, this is a sport now. Oh. Is that what?
Kind of like American Gladiators.
All right, dude. Okay. Just close that tab. Close that tab and close that tab. All right. I have a tab open for Evander Holyfield's son. I have Vince Russo in front of me.
Why is Vince Russo?
It was a commercial break conversation. And I still have that no-hitter tab pulled up.
3 o'clock hour is going to be crazy.
It is. It's always a little weird when Matt's not here.
Can I, when we come back, I don't know how long this conversation can go, but I heard a crazy stat. It was crazy to me. Maybe it's not crazy to you, but a crazy stat about a program in college football.
All right. KC will tell us how many times Michigan has cheated when dealing with KC return here.
Whoa.
On Sacramento Sports Leader, ESPN 13.
Chill out, big B-boy.
Let's get Manny in here. 916-909-1320. Manny, what's going on, baby?
What up, y'all? I was going to make a comment about the haircut thing, but first, Mr. One Half of the Corners of the Culture, you not into this breakdancing, bro?
I like breakdancing. I don't want it in the Olympics.
Come on, man. But to be fair,
there's a lot of stuff.
It's athletic. You have to be athletic to be able to do that stuff, man. Like, that's some skills.
I'm not debating any of this. I just don't want it in the Olympics.
All right. Well, don't forget Rakim album dropped tonight, man. So make sure you go listen to that. But about the barber stuff, right? Like, I remember when I moved here, I had the same barber for like 15 years in Chicago. Mm-hmm. I got a bad haircut here.
Oh, no.
And then me and my girl are literally like looking all over for a place to go to. I am very specific that my barber has to either be Puerto Rican or black. That's just mm-hmm. what it is. They're the only ones that know how to cut fades, in my opinion. I'm not saying it's true all the time. But she found a dude on Facebook that she knew through friends, and he's actually a hip-hop artist from Sacramento, Gnome Nomad. This dude cuts hair from his house. He's actually a football and baseball coach at Jesuit too. Mm. And he cuts. And so this dude he's like the Jamaican cats from In Living Color. And, cut my hair one time. This is my only barber I've had since I got here since then. And and he still only charges like $35-$40 for a cut, not including the tip. So like, when I hear about these $60, $100, I'm like, damn, I know y'all, I get it. Because, man, cutting your hair is like having a doctor or a lawyer. Like, you got to have that dude or woman. But, man, prices are outrageous nowadays.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That was Manny's worst story ever.
Oh, no.
That was Manny's worst story ever. But, and you know, part of that's my fault, because I always expect when Manny calls, he's going to make some smart ass remark somewhere, and it just never happened. That was a completely adult phone call. I just expected, I don't know, I was just waiting for Manny to say
something. There was no punchline.
It was a totally normal conversation. I just don't know how to react to it.
Thanks, Manny.
No, I appreciate you, Manny.
I'm glad, as always. I'm glad his barber's still looking
out. You know, I'm fascinated by individuals who could just go get their hair cut by anybody.
They don't really care, I don't think, about
like, that
how
is
look.
Wild to me.
Yeah.
Like, hey, you got anyone in your chair? Hey, can you get me? Like, what? Oops. Wow. Y'all are probably different.
They probably have that Wayne Brady hairline.
No.
That's probably what happens. Because they just don't care.
Because there's like a level of trust that goes into it, too, and all that. And it's like I'm just not letting a random person cut my hair.
Mm-hmm.
Just don't care. You just don't care. That's what it comes down to.
Yeah.
And you need to care.
It's a wild life to live.
And some of y'all barbers.
Some of y'all go to, them people who do that, they go to sports cuts.
That's a shoot. Yeah. Some of y'all barbers need to chill out. Because before I found my guy, I was looking, and you go through Instagram and you go to websites, and some of y'all hoes out here charging $80. Calm down. Calm down.
I'm going to say this. If it's $60 for a cut, and they, you know, shit, this just Come on, man. Chill.
Don't tell me how to ref my game, pal.
I'm just saying, chill. If they, if part of the, I ain't even gonna say it.
Come on, man, be grow up.
If they, if part of the, if part of what they bring to the table is like a facial.
Oh, that's not what I thought you were gonna say.
Oh, no, my.
That's not what I thought you were gonna say.
No, yeah, play on, play on.
What was he gonna say?
Yeah, what was he gonna say?
What? I'm not, they ain't gonna get
me. Come on, be an adult.
They ain't gonna get me.
But if one of the services is like when they line up the beard and do all that, they give you a facial. I mean, is that worth another $20?
Yeah, but I think that's separate. Like you at least on websites I've been on, even on my guy's website, it's like you know, the haircut is, you know, 30 or whatever it is, and then but if you want the beard lineup, it's it's 50, and then that's where
so
all
the beard lineup is worth $20.
Yeah. I don't know. It might be 40. I don't remember. I don't know because I don't get it. Like, I mean, he'll every once in a while because he knows like I'm on and off again relationship with facial hair. Like he's like, oh, I'll work with it. Let me tighten this up a little bit. I think we make it hot. Oh. I didn't do that today because I just didn't.
Oh, so. I mean, I'm not judging him. I'm just saying that's the way that things be going nowadays. Shout out to my man Steve at Barber's Dream. Shout out to my man June. You know,
what's he charge? They charge. How much it costs to get Reese's haircut?
It's like $55.
Okay,
which is what it is. It's
like all in $55.
Yeah, after I tip. After I tip.
See, my that's where I thought you were going earlier. I thought that was $5. The word you were afraid to say.
That would have been tough. My bro only does $5 more for the beard, though.
Five.
Yeah, he's 40 for regular, 45 for the beard too.
That's cold that they be charging for the beer.
Well, Kimberly, and I guess it's hitting all genders. I think Kimberly was talking about at concerts in the park. She had what I don't remember if it was her nails or her feet. Something she said cost like $110.
Yeah, and the mani pedi.
How do y'all
crazy
even
right
afford
now.
That?
The mani pedi's crazy right now. The eyelashes are crazy. The eyebrows are crazy. Yeah, it's getting up there.
Yeah, I was talking to Crystal about. She says like it's like $150 to get her hair done. I couldn't imagine that.
That's on the generous side too.
I told her they're robbing you guys. Like we think we're getting charged. That's crazy.
Yeah, that's on the generous side. At $150.
Woo.
I need to learn how to do hair. I remember when I had braids, when I was like in freshman in college, I would charge my hairstylist, Erica. She would charge me a pack of sunflower seeds and orange juice from the Shell gas station right there on Florin and 24th. And if I brought that, she'd braid my hair.
Well, that was very nice of her.
Those were the days.
I had braids for a while.
You had braids? I didn't know you had braids. Mm-hmm. How long? Like, how long did you have braids for?
Maybe a year and some change. Hurt like hell. I think that's why I stopped doing it.
They never bothered me.
It hurt. And then, you know, lessons learned. My hair doesn't hold the same way like Carmelo's does. So,
like Carmelo.
So my hair had to get done a lot. And if it didn't get done a lot, like it looked bad because it doesn't. I learned a lot of very, very difficult lessons about my hair. A lot of very difficult lessons.
Yeah, those were the days. We weren't doing it smart though. I was trying to be like Allen Iverson. So you know, you do the braids. That's probably what happened to a lot of the hairlines and stuff like that. But nowadays,
yeah, you had them things pulled back so tight.
Yeah, man. I was like, make it fresh. Yeah. Like I don't want nothing crazy. Like make it look dope, just like AI. But now the kids, it looked crazy at first, but I understand it. How they keep their line.
Yep.
And then start the braids back here. It's like, oh, okay. All right. You're smart. Smart, because you know you're not going to have braids forever.
Learn from your elders' mistakes. That's what it is. Learn
That's
from your
exactly
elders' mistakes.
That's what it is, man. I was like, all
keep
right.
Keep moving.
All right. I see y'all. Hey, so.
Shout out to all the mixed kids out there who can't. You can't have S curls. You can't have braids. You can't have twists. You can't have locks. Shout out to all.
Well, you can. It's just a process. I've seen it. I've seen the TikToks. I've seen the Instagram reels. It's like, damn, that's. So you guys. So there's people who are like going through like whatever they have to go through to make their hair coarse. Wow. Wow.
I don't even know what that means.
Like make their hair coarse. Like, say your hair. If you wanted your hair to be like Carmelo's, they can make that happen.
Okay.
That was unheard of.
Fascinated by the process.
Yeah, it's a crazy process, but they're doing it.
I remember the first time my brother put that S curl stuff in my hair. I was so excited. And it's, hey, is it curling up? He's like, yeah, a little bit, buddy. Hey, why don't we go ahead and wash this stuff out now, huh? Come out looking like one of the five heartbeats, just straight hair all the way back. Like, God damn it. Yeah, how come when it goes in his hair, it gets all curly? When it goes in mine, it just straightens out.
See, I was trying to get the S-curl so in the second grade so I could be like Deion Sanders. Deion had it, Primetime had it. I was like, oh, yeah, I'm trying to get that. It was whatever, but it didn't look like Deion's. Deion's looked a lot better than mine.
I wanted my hair to look like Michael Jackson's in like the Pepsi commercial, and it wound up looking like Michael Jackson's in the Bad video. Like, man, forget it. Absolute waste of time. And I should have learned then, and I didn't. It took me like 10 more years to learn that no matter what they say, your hair is not that.
Like I said, you can get it that way.
Well, I think I'm past that time in my life. I'm not going to get the D.L. Hughley twist from Four Brothers today. What was the crazy stat you heard?
So check this out. I was listening. It's Big Ten Media Week, I guess is what it is.
I'm sorry. Was it
Run
Deshaun?
It back.
Deshaun Foster?
No, that was just a crazy situation, not a stat.
I'm just basically excited. If you didn't see that video, go out of your way to see it. It's fantastic. We played it 100 times yesterday.
But don't necessarily quote me, but I believe I heard this correctly. They said under Ryan Day's tenure at Ohio State, he is 40-0 in the Big Ten outside of games against Michigan. And the guy's coaching for his life right now. That's crazy.
That is correct.
40-0 in conference, aside from one team that you've only lost to three times. It's not like you lost to them 10 times.
They're 1-3.
That's great. And his job's on the line.
That's how it works.
His job is on the line. 40-0, I didn't expect that. I knew he had, like, obviously a really, really good record.
His record, 40-0. His record in the Big Ten is 41-3. And you're right, he is coaching for his life.
That is crazy.
41-3, 40-0.
And if he loses this year, he's fired. That could be the only Big Ten loss of the season.
He's probably fired. And but you know what will make it worse is Harbaugh's gone. Because right now you're 1-3 against Michigan.
Yeah.
You can frame this differently as you're 1-3 against Jim Harbaugh.
Mm-hmm.
Harbaugh's gone. You've got a chance to fix this. Oh, by the way, don't forget what we did for you this offseason.
Mm.
We spent a fortune.
Yeah, they went
trying to get you right.
They went crazy in the transfer portal. They went crazy in NIL. They went crazy.
Yeah.
Chip Kelly there?
His
offensive coordinator.
Yeah.
And they also
who's their defensive coordinator?
I don't remember now. I didn't hear that one.
I'm going to look it up because I think I know who it is.
Mm. I was listening to.
Oh, it's Jim Knowles. That's not who I was thinking at all.
They were. I was listening to College Football Live or something like that, and they're like, he's 40-0 in teams outside.
It's crazy.
Michigan Wolverines.
Well, yeah. But that speaks to. That speaks to what that game is. And the tough part is when you lose that game, you lose a lot more than a game.
Mm-hmm.
It's the last game of the season.
Yeah.
And if Michigan's good, it stings even more.
Yeah. Now, that's going to change a little bit now.
Twice?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's going to change a little bit now because you lose that game. If you're 11-1 and lose that game, you're still in the playoffs.
Yeah, right. Right.
So that, and you'll still have a chance to win a national championship.
Right.
But
he won't be fired in November.
He won't be fired in November. But I heard that. It's crazy. But it's the same thing that kind of happened to Lloyd Carr.
Yep.
Lloyd Carr lost like 7 in a row to Ohio State. Mm-hmm. And he was, I don't know if he was 40-0, but he was dominant, top 10 team every year.
Mm-hmm.
Couldn't beat Tressel.
Jim when Tressel came. Sweater vest.
Yeah, man. And the legendary Lloyd Carr was mm-hmm. fired. So what do you think they're going to do to Ryan Day?
Mm-hmm.
And he didn't want nothing.
Throw his ass out of there.
And Chip Kelly's just waiting.
They're going to say, he was a leftover from Urban Meyer anyways. But he's really liked, though. That's why they kept him. Like, when they got rid of Urban Meyer, they didn't flinch.
Mm-hmm.
Or when Urban Meyer, whatever the thing is with him, they didn't flinch. They knew Ryan Day was their guy. Like, he handled, I think, like, I'm making up a number to magnify the fact it was a lot, but it was like 90-some-odd% of the recruiting.
Mm.
Like, he was the guy. Like, every recruit was attached to him more than they were Urban Meyer. Not to say Urban didn't do anything. Not to say Urban wasn't important. He certainly was. Ryan Day was extremely important to Urban Meyer's football teams.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sportsbook on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valenti and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.